This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Given how likely an EMP attack now is in the United States or over the United States, it's really shocking to me how few people are even aware of what an EMP weapon is, or the likelihood of it being used against us now by North Korea, which has proven it has the ability to reach the continental United States with an EMP weapon. And people really have no clue. They're not even aware that this is a risk. And they don't know what to do if it were to happen. And the reason is because our civilization now has become so dependent on electronics, so dependent on transactional electronics in the banking system, so dependent on internet communications and the HTTP protocol for so many things. Just moving data and packets across the web has become really the backbone behind everything from emergency services to 911 response, ambulances, firefighters, that they won't even get the message if the data system isn't running, and the banking system and grocery stores running, all retailers running on these real-time merchant processing systems. So an EMP weapon potentially takes all that out in an instant and essentially thrusting America back to, the mid-1800s, let's say, even before the day of the telegraph. So maybe it's even the early 1800s. But the average American citizen, and actually this is true for Europeans and Australians as well, it's not just Americans, but the average modern day citizen has no clue how to survive, how to even conduct their lives day to day without all of that infrastructure in place. And that's what makes an EMP weapon such a devastating weapon against the United States. So as North Korea is considering this, well, actually, they've openly threatened to nuke America. They've named specific cities. North Korea has even said they have an EMP weapon now, and they've released some photos that are at least somewhat convincing that they may indeed have a specialized EMP weapon. They've just demonstrated they can reach a 4,500-kilometer altitude with an ICBM, which is more than sufficient altitude and trajectory in order to reach the United States with an EMP weapon, which could be detonated at altitude, above the atmosphere. It could be, 350, 450, maybe 600 kilometers altitude. And they can thrust America into the Dark Ages. Now, what will that set off? There's been a lot of talk about this. You're probably aware of it if you're listening to this. But I've got some new analysis to share with you on this. Now, there's a book called One Second After. It's a fictionalized account of America following an EMP attack. That's kind of an interesting book to read, but it's really mostly just an intro to EMP weapons. The bigger picture here is that there will be certain people who are able to protect some amount of electronics from EMP weapons. And I'm actually one of those people, maybe you are too. So you go out and you buy these aluminum trash cans, and then you get some aluminum tape to seal up the lid after you stuff the trash can full of all the stuff that you don't want to get fried. Now, you have to insulate it from the metal of the trash can. So some people are putting items into like really thick plastic garbage bags, for example, and then putting them in the trash can. And then putting the lid on and sealing it up, and that's sort of like your EMP-proof, emergency protection vessel. And what can you put in there? Well, you can put a laptop computer in there. I like to buy ruggedized laptops, and I think they're Panasonic that makes them, actually. And I like to buy PVS-14 night vision monoculars. Well, not that many of them. They're kind of pricey. And other things like a GPS navigation device. And I put these in the EMP-proof trash can. And if an EMP weapon strikes, or there's a massive solar flare, which causes, the same effect, the grid going down and electronics to be fried, then it is the people who have functioning electronics that are going to have a major survival advantage in our world. If you have a functioning radio, for example, and especially a ham radio, you're going to have a much better chance of survival. If you have a functioning PVS-14 night vision monocular, you're going to have a much better chance of survival. Why is that? Because, look, the society is going to break down into chaos. There are going to be mobs and gangs roving around trying to steal supplies and take food from anybody they can. And whoever has an advantage operating at night, i.e. with a night vision monocular, is going to have a major tactical advantage, both for defense and offense, if it comes to that. So whoever's got these electronics, it's going to be like being a technology wizard living in the 1800s. Can you imagine that? That's really what the scenario is going to be like if this unfolds. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is that gold will rule, gold and silver, and to some extent, cash. But all the electronic forms of so-called money will cease to exist immediately, including your Bitcoin, by the way. All of you who still think Bitcoin is going to make you rich without effort, forget it. Not going to happen. Bitcoin will vanish in an instant in an EMP attack. All cryptocurrencies will be worthless in that scenario. All bank accounts will be worthless. What is a bank account? It's just electronic entry that's kept by the bank. You can't walk to the bank and open a door with your name on it and find all your money stashed there. It doesn't work that way, right? So banks go down. Whatever money you don't have in your pocket is no longer there. It doesn't exist. You may never get it back. How's the FDIC, for example, going to bail out banks when the power grid goes down and society collapses? You know, they're not, the FDIC will collapse. The whole federal government will collapse in that kind of scenario. How are you going to cook your food on your electric stove when there's no electricity? So it's going to be people who have real physical things that don't depend on data or electronics who are going to survive. Now, what are real physical things? Like a little cook stove, a camp stove, something that you can cook with to boil water and make some food. Very simple. It's real, doesn't require electricity. You can use pine cones or leaves or small twigs to power the thing. Gold and silver, actual, real, physical, precious metals in your hands. Can't be beat. Not by Bitcoin, not by anything else. Real precious metals is what counts. Firearms and ammunition. Firearms count. Firearms are the ultimate barter item in such a scenario, as well as ammo. That's why, whenever I get a chance, I buy 22 long rifle ammo, because right now you can pick up rounds for 6 cents. I pick them up not because I shoot a lot of 22 LR, which I don't, but because it's a barter item. It's as good as gold. In some cases, it's better than gold. And in the right circumstances, you'll be able to trade 22 ammo for food or gold or shelter or to pay contractors to run security for you or your community. Anything, a fuel. Ammo is like money in a collapse. So all these things are real, and there are many more examples, of course, like a 1,000-gallon tank of diesel fuel or an old John Deere tractor like I have. I like to buy old John Deere tractors from the 1970s before all the electronics kicked in, because you can work on them. And they're EMP-proof tractors. So if you have an EMP-proof tractor and some diesel fuel and some gold and silver and guns and ammo, you're actually ahead of 999 out of 1,000 people in that kind of scenario. You're going to be in good shape. And then if you're smart enough to also protect some electronics so that you have a laptop that works, you have a night vision device that works, you have a GPS navigation device that works, and so on, you're going to be so far ahead of the game that, you know, you'll really pat yourself on the back for getting prepared. You know, flashlights, just having a flashlight that works. You know, a lot of modern day flashlights have circuits in them, and they will be fried by an EMP as well in some cases. Not all cases, but in many. So get yourself a big aluminum trash can. Put your stuff in it. You're building basically a Faraday cage so that the EMP effect goes around your stuff rather than through your circuits. You have to insulate the stuff inside the trash can from the outside of the trash can and make sure that there are no seams or cracks where the effects can you know, electromagnetic propagation can get through those seams and touch your electronics. But if you plan ahead, if you do this right, you're going to be part of the survival class if this happens. Now, suppose this doesn't happen. Suppose we're not struck by an EMP weapon, which obviously I hope we're not. Then all your preparedness serves double duty for an outbreak of war, for a nuclear exchange, for a natural disaster, for anything else. Your preparedness is multi-purpose. That's what makes it so smart. Getting prepared for one thing automatically prepares you to a very high degree for other things. For social unrest, for martial law, for, I don't know, civil war, revolution. Who knows what's going to come down? And I've been encouraging preparedness for over 20 years and practicing it myself. And I know that in just that time, people who have followed some of my news and who have been through like Superstorm Sandy or Hurricane Harvey or these other things, they have been so much better off because they've told me. They told me they got squared away because they read my website or listened to my podcast and they had extra food and they were okay. They were prepared. And it saved them hassle, if not saved their lives. So get on top of it now. Double down on your preparedness. You know, skill set too, not just stuff, but skills. Skills are very important. Have you used your pistol recently? Have you used your radio? Have you started a fire with a camp stove and cooked a meal recently? If not, get back into it a little bit. Just practice on a weekend. Get your skills up. That's what's really going to count when whatever scenario unfolds. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Check out my website, survival.news, and also naturalnews.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.